Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is with Hazrat Mulana Musa Lahey Damat Barakatuhu. The date today is the 10th of Jumad al-Ula 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 12th of November 2024. Let's welcome Hazrat Mulana Musa Lahey. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana Saab, I hope you well.
Alhamdulillah, Mawlana. It's nice. Our engineers were just busy now putting together this so that we can hear you with clarity, alhamdulillah. And I just heard now it's totally clear, mashallah. I don't know how's my side there on your end.
Perfect. Alhamdulillah. Absolutely perfect.
Alhamdulillah. Because generally we struggle with this here, so it's perfect. Alhamdulillah. Mulana, there is something that I want to address first before we get on with our topic, inshallah. Something that's been on my chest, and I think you're the perfect person I can share it with. And especially because Mulana, I spent time with Mulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh, and now with Mulana Dawood Sirat and All Against Television. There's a disturbing statement that I've heard that, and we appreciate the fact that we can, we must show this, express this appreciation that we can come on and address these issues and in the right light, alhamdulillah, with the right people. So there was a statement made by a particular organization. Now, I don't know if I can say the name of the organization or not, but we'll just say there is an organization everyone will know. There's only one TV organization that's functioning in South Africa. ITV, they died out, they went bankrupt. So now there's one, another TV organization, which we all know who I'm speaking about. The CEO came on and he said loudly that this TV station, it is for its waqf. It's for the pleasure of Allah and we're making it as waqf. Mulana, such a statement, what would Mulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, say about this?
Maulana, actually, before I get into that discussion, I actually wanted to discuss today the harms of television.
Alhamdulillah.
And why yesterday, Yusuf Ali, you know, we have that youth or student Q&A session on his program.
Gee.
So one of the youngsters posed a question to me stating that I understand that homosexuality, this gay and lesbianism is haram. However, in my mind, I feel as a boy, I'm a boy trapped or I'm a girl trapped in a boy's. And eventually, long story short, they eventually started putting these sculptures in a specific room and they would go there and they would cry and they would make dua and hopefully with the barakah of these pious, remembering these pious people, etc., they would hope that their problems would be solved. And eventually that led towards shirk. Now, in current day, the people will say that, you know what, we will create these pictures, but we will not worship them. My question to those people is, Allah Ta'ala is going to ask on the day of Qiyamah to bring those pictures to life. That you created them, now bring it to life. How are you going to bring that to life? When Allah Ta'ala is Khaliq, Allah is the only sole creator. So, Maulana, coming back to the point and not digressing too much, if something is waqf, it means it belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala has boundaries. For instance, a masjid is waqf. You cannot have a cinema in the masjid. You cannot have a disco party in the masjid. You cannot have intermingling in a masjid, etc. Why? Because these are the rules and regulations that surround the masjid. Mm-hmm. Now, if this television station, Allahu alam, what is their niyat? Allah Ta'ala knows best only. We can't go into their minds and what have you. But I'm just going to share some certain things which from experience I have seen. So if they are saying that this TV station is waqf, it already nullifies the aspect because it is going completely against the Sharia. You having males and females sitting together sometimes in one studio. And if that is not the case, then you having male presenters separately with female audience. You having female presenters separately with male audience. Now they will say, how are we going to control the audience? Well, simple answer is when you create an avenue like that, you must take full responsibility for everything from the start right till the end. You cannot say that, you know what, I'm not responsible if a female is watching a male or a male is watching a female. So, you know, saying something is waqf. Again, I'm saying, Allahu alam, I don't know what the niyat is. Maybe, possibly, but you know, then again, we're going to go into speculation and what have you. But sometimes Islamic, in inverted commas, I don't even think it's Islamic, Muslim organizations will use these high terminologies for whatever gain and whatever their niyat is. And that eventually Allah Ta'ala will expose it.
Gee, so Maulana, we have to be very, very careful when it comes to these type of things. It's a very, very dangerous waters to be treading on, using, you know, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, always used to admonish, in fact, using the name of Deen for aspects that are not Deen. I'm going to give you an example, Maulana. When a person gets married, then it is sunnah to have a walima. Olim walau bishatin. Have a walima even if it is with one small little goat or small little sheep or whatever it is. So the aspect of walima is sunnah. But in today's times, let me ask this question. What is sunnah in the walimas that we are doing? And then we'll say, no, it's sunnah, you know. We must make amal on the sunnah. Must make amal on the sunnah. What is sunnah? There's intermingling. There's israf. There's so much of high expenses when it comes to the costings with regards to everything that has been purchased and what have you. Sometimes there is music also. And then, Maulana, you know, the fascinating part is, sometimes people will invite certain ulama. So the ulama will say, no, those that want to go, obviously, I can't come because now, you know, it's going to be a mixed gathering and what have you. And it's against my principle. So what the host says, no problem. We'll make one separate table for you all. A few months ago, Maulana, I was invited to a program. So I was very hesitant, first of all. I was very cautious in how. So anyway, I got talking with the host, and it was whatever program, I'm not going to mention. But anyway, eventually I got down to the crux and I asked the person that, is it a male-only function? So he said, no, it's families. So then he told me that, no, Maulana, will put one table separate there, and you know, you'll be completely. And in my mind, I'm thinking that by you putting me like one cockroach one side, I'm supposed to be the guest there, but you're putting me like one cockroach one side, and you think that is honor? You think that is something that I mean, not that we don't have food at home or anything like that there. You think that you are honoring your guest in this manner? It's the furthest from honor. So we must be very, very careful when it comes to saying something is Islamic but goes against the basic doctrines of Sharia. This is a very, very dangerous game and dangerous field that we are playing in. In fact, we are playing with Allah Ta'ala. We are playing with Allah Ta'ala. At the end of the day, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, He knows what's in the hearts. People like to say, no, but my heart is clean. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that lots of females will say, my heart is clean, but they're not wearing a scarf. The fact that you're not wearing a scarf means there is some kamzori in the heart. There's some weakness in the heart. If the heart were clean, you'd be obeying the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wearing that scarf. So, you know, calling it waqf or calling it Islamic does not make it Islamic, does not make it waqf. I mean, how do you make a TV station waqf, Maulana? Explain that to me.
I was astonished to hear that statement. I mean, we've heard statements, dangerous statements, but something like this, automatically my mind went towards what comes on television. And that's what Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Alayhi once said, that bringing in a television means that you are bringing in alcohol, you are bringing in prostitutes, you are bringing in all these people into your home. You wouldn't allow them in their physical state, but you're bringing them via a video or via... And the same can be applied to the phone. But the phone, once Maulana, it was, I think I was in first or second year, Alim course, and I went somewhere with my parents. At that time I wasn't married, so this modernist was there, and he was staying next door to us wherever we went. And he, one day, he engaged with me, and he said, certain things I don't approve of what you people are learning in the Darul Ulooms and all of this. It's too... He was trying to say that these things are now too backward. So one of the things he said is, take, for example, the wells. You people are learning about the wells, but we don't use the wells. So I explained to him, I said, Allah gave Tawfiq to answer him. I said, look, it's not the well, that's like how you thinking it to be. Though from there you are extracting principles. Yes, things will change, technology will change, but the principles still remain the same. And that's exactly what Maulana just said now. In fact, I think we cut now. Maulana just sent a message to say that we cut. We're trying to connect with Maulana again. So we're back with Maulana. Maulana, sorry about that. Maulana, are you with us? Okay, it's cut again. So we'll be connecting again with Maulana shortly, inshallah. We'll just give us a few minutes, inshallah.
Darbar-e-risalat ki kaisi wo ghari hogi Hassan ke honto pe jab naat nabi hogi darbare risalat ki kaisi wo ghari hogi Hassan ke honto pe jab naat nabi hogi bo bakr umar honge Usman o Ali honge bo
Maulana, sorry about that, maaf. We just there were certain problems. Maulana, you back with us?
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maaf for the disturbance. So, Maulana, as you were saying, and I was speaking about, once we went on this, I went with my parents somewhere, and it was first or second year of Alim course. And next door, there was this modern person staying there, wherever we were staying. So one day he approached me and he was engaging with me. He asked me what I'm doing and that. So I said, I'm at Darul Ulum Zakaria, and this is what we do, and this is what we are learning. And he said, but I just feel that, you know, the what you learning there about wells and all of this, it's not applicable in today's times. So Allah granted Tawfiq. I just said, you know, it's not about the wells. It's actually about the principles that we extract, and that helps us to solve any problem, whether it's modern, whether it is previous, but we come to a conclusion. And then this whole topic of television came up, and he said, okay, so he engaged and he said, see, you say television is haram, but what if I had to tell you, and this is how they speak, they try to corner you. So he said, what if I had to tell you that you've got a bigger television and that's now in your pocket? And this television is much more dangerous because you can choose what you want to watch, where, what you want to see. Whereas the television, the box itself, they only give you certain amount of programs and you can only watch that. And most of the time it's age restricted, this, that, the other. So what do you have to say then? So I said, you see, what's a cell phone called? He was referring to the cell phone. What do you do? What was the objective of making a cell phone? Was it to make phone calls, or was it to make, or for you to watch movies or television? So he said it was to make phone calls. So I said, of course. So when you use your cell phone as a television, then the application of television will be applied to the cell phone. But that doesn't mean that you can't move around with a cell phone. Similarly, if you use a screen and you say this is a computer screen and it's not a television screen, then it's not a television. So it depends what you are using it for. If you're watching movies on your cell phone, the same thing applies. So then he was a bit silenced, and then alhamdulillah, Allah gave tawfiq to answer that question. But otherwise, they corner you, they strap you just to justify something. And that is what I was saying this morning in our earlier program. Are we fighting for deen, or are we fighting against deen? We claim the West, but if we see, Mulana, if you've seen the latest book that's out, and this is promoting intermingling under a Mufti and a Mulana. So which team are we really fighting for? Are we fighting to defend deen, or are we fighting with the West against Islam?
You know, Maulana, sometimes I feel so much of shukr. I'm living here in one little, small little town. I don't know even what book you're referring to, because we don't get all that information. But the last time you and I had this discussion surrounding TV, I remember the words of Azam Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh explicitly. The TV is not haram. The box, we're talking about the TV itself, is not haram. What is shown on the television, that is what makes it haram. All right? The same with a cell phone. Cell phone is not haram. But if a person goes and accesses some pornography site or something like that, that is what is going to make what they are watching haram.
Gee,
so, you know, to try and create loopholes. We know the cell phone is bad. The cell phone is bad. Everybody is saying the cell phone is bad. So who said the cell phone is a good tool? Because there's so much of filth that can be accessed. You know, just a slip of the finger sometimes, and nonsense will open up. You know, so nobody is saying that the cell phone is. But again, the ultimate objective, like Maulana mentioned, of the cell phone is you and I are having this phone call. Now, without the cell phone, we wouldn't have been able to do this program. Mm. So that's what the cell phone is used for. Unfortunately, Maulana, in today's times, look at the cell phone. Coming back to this TV and picture making and all of that there. Today, the cell phone, you remember in the old days, okay, Maulana, maybe you were very, very small at that time, you won't remember, but we had the Nokia 3310.
Ericsson. I had one. I had a 3330. It was one up, it was a whiter one.
Okay. Jeez. So in those days, the cell phones were sold to us by the size of the phone or the longevity of the battery, etc. Today's time, the cell phone is sold by what megapixel, trigapixel, gigapixel this camera has. Hmm. They're not sold on the cell phone itself. But listen, with this phone, you can take this so many dimension picture, and it will be this clarity, and you can do slow motion, and you can do all of that.
Wallahi Lazim, Molana, one parent complained to me just the other day, you know, we were busy with imtihan, so the child was, you know, I don't know what it was. So I told the father that little bit of stage fright, you know, the small little bit she had. So, you know, I understand that. I'm not going to judge her by the imtihan, but I'm going to judge her by the performance throughout the year. So he told me, Molana, she got no stage fright. If you see the TikTok videos that they make, then there's no stage fright. And who's he talking about? An eight-year-old girl.
Mm.
So, you know, we have to also be very realistic. This is the zamana that we are living in. Today's time, there's loopholes. There's more holes that are looked for in our deen than the real Sharia itself.
Mm.
There's loophole in finance, there's loophole in medical, there's loophole in insurance, there's loophole now in TV, there's loophole in radio, there's loophole in this, there's loophole, everything there's loopholes.
Mm.
What are we going to be left with?
Mm. In fact, on radio, Molana, when it's, you'll have, there's, Molana probably experienced it, or the, all the experience at some time or the other, probably at CII or something, when it loops, then it keeps on repeating that particular portion. So then we say on radio, it keeps on looping. So literally there is looping on radio as well. Anyhow, Molana, we've come to the end of this program. We appreciate your time as usual. It's just make us smile for that interruption there. And
technical glitches are technical glitches, and there's always khair in it.
True.
And inshallah, Molana, maybe we must have a further discussion, you know, surrounding this thing here. We can do some research also. But really, we need the public to open their eyes, you know.
Mm.
Again, I want to end off. Yesterday, a child questioned that, you know what, I know homosexuality is haram, but I feel like I'm a woman trapped in a boy's body. Girl trapped in a boy's body. Where is that coming from?
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi
raji'un. Coming from the TV.
Mm. Allah protect us and our children. Make dua for us, Molana. Inshallah, we'll meet you tonight at 8 with the Tasawwuf program, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Hazrat Molana Musa Lahir, and the podcast will be prepared, inshallah, by our engineers. Next, we'll have the news with Haji Suleiman Esop, the After the Jews for the Day. From us and the team, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We'll be back with you again, 5 past 10, with the Hadith program, inshallah.
Independent and true to you. This is Markaz Sahaba News.